Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to another run coaching session with the Milestone Pursuit podcast, where I'm Steve, I run the session, and you download the recording and run it with me in your ear, just like as if I was with you in person, as if I was there with you, but I'm not. Okay, it is Monday the 23rd of November. What have we got today? We got some speed today. A good honest session. We're doing four sets of 800 meters or 3 minutes, whichever comes first, followed by 90 seconds rest, and then 400 meters or 90 seconds, whichever comes first. As I say, that's a set. We're going to do four of those. 800s and 400s. So the session today is going to be laps of the Olympic Stadium. And we'll always call it the Olympic Stadium. I think it's supposed to be called the London Stadium. These days, you're not allowed to call things anything Olympic after the Olympics is finished. But it'll always be the Olympic Stadium to me. Great memories of 2012. We're going to have a little quiz today as well in the intervals. A few questions. Test your Olympic trivia, test your memory, get fun. I love running around the Olympic Stadium. It's the concourse around the outside, it's about a kilometre, just a little bit short of a kilometre. GPS is a bit dodgy though, so it's hard to know. Not to be fully trusted, the GPS around the Olympic Stadium. But it's great because it's dead flat. It's nicely sheltered, although parts of it can be very windy, as we will discover. And it's a fast place to run. So it's good, and also there's just quite a lot to keep you visually entertained as you go around, particularly if you like West Ham, which I don't. I don't dislike them either, but there's some good stuff to look at on the way around, which is all good. And the stadium really represents a lot about where it all began. It's where a number of the very early recordings of this podcast were done. But it's also where a lot of the thinking and the ideas around the Milestone Pursuit began. So it always holds a little bit of a special thought or idea in my mind. And it's kind of appropriate as well, because I spent this weekend thinking about the 2020 or 2021 Olympic marathon trials. It's occupied quite a lot of my headspace this weekend. And that whole thing is quite interesting, so, and plays to what the Milestone Pursuit is all about and what we're trying to do. Obviously we're trying to help people with their running milestones, people at all levels, through complete beginners, part of the early milestones program, all the way up to elite sub elites, or we support some elites through sponsorship of Charlotte Purdue, Josh Griffiths, Natasha Cockrum, Dan Studley. Well, we also work with our own sub elites, near elites now. So shouldn't the weekend think about the Olympic trial? So the Olympic trial, because of the way the world has worked out, so we've had the Olympics been in 2020, as they were planned, the Olympic trial race would have been the London Marathon in April. But obviously that was cancelled, as was the Olympics. So there's been a shift in the strategy around qualifying for the Olympics for the marathon. And there's two main elements to it. Morning, guys. The first is you have to run the qualifying time. So for men, that's 2 hours, 11 minutes, 30 seconds. And for the women, it's 2:29:30. Then you have to finish in the top two in the trial race. And there's a third spot available for the wildcard entries or pre-selection in the case of the men. So in the men, Callum Hawkins, who's got great pedigree for championship racing and has got times well underneath the qualifying time, has been pre-selected. For the women, there are no pre-selections, and there are four women who have already achieved the qualifying time. Charlotte Purdue, Jess Piasecki, Steph Twell, and Steph Davis. On the men's side, two other guys have achieved the qualifying time. That's Ben Connor and Johnny Mellor. But they've not been selected. So, without the London Marathon, and the London Marathon won't be on in the spring either, British Athletics have put together a trial race with a top X number of men and women. They're going to battle it out to try and gain qualification for the Olympics. And it's the first time this has ever been done. It's done in the US. And they open it right up, they open it up to people. I can't remember what the qualifying time is in the US to get into the race. So it's pretty generous. But super motivating. And this is the point, so the ability for someone to try and train for and get into the trial race, it can be somebody's Olympics. And that in turn pushes standards up for the people above them, who then push on, and so on. And it's all about providing aspiration. And I think therefore it's a really good initiative, really exciting, really good opportunity to showcase the talent that we have now in British marathon running, and to provide a bit of inspiration for those on the edge, on the outside, to push through and get involved. And the reason that becomes really important, and this is why in the Marathon Pursuit we support elite athletes, is because when you go all the way down, you take the men for example, if you're a 2:22 guy and you know that 2:20 will get you into the trial race, then you push on, don't you? You try and get to that. You might do anyway, but this is an extra incentive to do so. If you're 2:25 and you see someone at 2:22, pushing on, you think, well, okay, if they can do it, and I can get to 222, then why not? A 230 guy, looks at the 225 guy, as well, if they can do it, I can do it. The 245 guy looks at the 230 guy, the 3 hour guy looks at the 245 guy, the 330 guy looks at the 3 hour guy, and the novice marathon runner looks at the 4 hour people, and the novice park runner looks at the novice marathon runner, and the person sitting on their couch looks at the park runner. Because that's how it works. Not always, obviously, not exclusively, but that is how we see it. So exciting times. That race will be on March the 26th. Bit of time to prepare. We haven't got much time to qualify or be invited. Invites going out this week, apparently. Maybe next week. Yeah, March the 26th, Kew Gardens. Interesting choice of venue. We'll come back to that another day. But brilliant initiative. Great that it's happening. Sport. It's back. And on that note, just before we warm up, it looks like the easing of lockdown next week is going to mean organised sport is back. So that will mean we can train in groups and we can race in a COVID secure way. Happy days, hopefully. Okay, let's get into some warm up. So it's a 6 stride warm up today, 50-60 metres. Strides with drills on the way back, usual stuff. Number one, take it away. 50-60 metres. Let's get things moving. Okay, we'll hold it there. The usual stuff. On the way back, we're going to go up on our tiptoes. Walking on our tiptoes, nice and easy. Stretching out our calves. And ankles and Achilles. Now I'm going to rock back onto my heels, curling my toes up towards my knees with a straight leg. And then back onto my toes. And then heels. Toes, and heels once more, okay, good, just walk through to the end. I'm standing at the, it's the hospitality end of the stadium, it's undercover, gate A. And I'm jogging down to gate B, or strides down to gate B. Off we go, number two. And it's downwind as well, it's beautiful. Okay, we'll hold it there. Let's do some lunges, walking lunges on the way back. Let's open up our legs. Nice big stride, rear knee to the floor. Oh, hips and knees facing forwards. Five or six on each leg. And we'll hold it there. We're just going to do some internal hip rotation. So I'm going to go with my knee out 90 degrees, my right knee is out at 90 degrees to 3 o'clock on the clock face, and back round to 12, and the same on the other side, 9 round to 12, right, and then left, right, and then left, right, then left, one more, right, then left, and we'll have some hamstring swings, 3 or 4 hamstring swings on the spot, switch sides. And back again. And once more. Okay. And we're ready for stride number 3. Take it away. Going to go into high knees. Standard high knees drill. Thighs up, parallel to ground. Tips of the toes, balls of the feet. And jog. Okay. Good. Hold it there. Into stride number 4 when you're ready. Downwind, feeling good. Loving it, downwind. Good. And the same again. Let's get those high knees going. This time we're going to go a little bit faster, so get them up and down, fast, 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 minimum contact time with the ground, up and down, up and down, down, up and down, and jog. Good. Okay. And we are into stride number 5, take it away. Good. Beautiful. Okay, we're going again. This time we're doing our heel flick drill. The heel flick whilst the knees are coming up, so we're bringing our knees up underneath us as we go, rather than our heels are coming up underneath us, rather than trying to kick our bum from behind. So knees up, heels up, knees up, heels up, knees up, heels up, knees up, heels up, knees up, heels up. Good. And relax. And back we go. And we're on for stride number 6. When we're ready, take it away. Good. And on the way back, we are going to do exactly the same drill. So high knees with high heel, this time a little bit quicker. When you're ready, off we go, feet up and down, minimize contact on the ground, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, fast, 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 heels up, knees up, and jog. Good. Okay, we're just gonna hold it there before we get into our main set. So we are going into four sets of 800 meters or 3 minutes, whichever comes first, 90 seconds rest, followed by 400 meters or 90 seconds, whichever comes first. And for pace, the 800s want to be around your 5k pace and the 400s want to be a bit quicker. Let's try and pick up the pace for the 400s or the 90 seconds, whichever is working for you. Okay, so I'm using the stadium. I'm going to go on 800 meters around the stadium, hoping that it's accurate. We'll see how we go. Okay, are we good? Ready to go? We are going in 10. Five. Three, two, one, go. 800 meters or 3 minutes, whichever comes first, at your 5k pace. It's easy down the end. Let's see what happens when I turn round the other side of the stadium, so on the Hackney Wick side at the moment. I can now see Canary Wharf. Community track. Wind is starting to pick up. Work. We're past 90 seconds. It's a windy section. /2:36 for 800 for me. That's 2:45, 2:52, 2:55, and 3 minutes. Hold it there. 90 seconds rest from now. Oh, legs are feeling good. A back necker. Stiff. Okay, so we're now going into a 400. A 400 rep, a bit quicker pace. Oh. But we've still got 45 seconds or so before we go. So it's all good. Breathe it in. One of the features of the Olympic Stadium is the presence around the outside. It's up quite high, the concourse, and there's a bit of a drop. And around the drop, at the top of the drop, there's some railings. And on the railings, it's got all of the medal winners from the 2012 Games. On the west side, where I am now, it's all the Paralympians. Okay, enough chat. I'm going to talk about that again in a minute. So, we're going to go in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. This is 400, a little bit quicker. Let's work hard now. Get the elbows back. Get the hips up. Get the heels up. According to my watch. 75. Go through to 90. 80 seconds. 85. 90 seconds. Good. 90 seconds rest. Set one is done. We're going to do 3 more of those. So here we go, tennis. I think we can all remember, can't we, who won the gold medal in the 2012 games of tennis for men? It was Sir Andy Murray. He wasn't Sir then. Quiz question number 1: who did he beat in the final? And for a bonus point, maybe a bonus 5 points to get this one right, who took the bronze medal for the men's singles tennis at the 2012 Olympics? We've got another 30 seconds. And while we're here on the women, 1 point for gold. Who got gold? Get 5 points for who was second. I'll give you a clue. She was from Russia. And 10 points if you can get who was in the bronze medal position from the Belarus. Okay. Alright, we're back into it. We're going in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. We're on 800 or 3 minutes, whichever comes first, at your 5k pace. Into the windy section straight away this time. walking up a bit quick, I think. Feeling it. Okay, over 300-400. I'm on it. You're at 150. $227. I'm not thinking that was 800. Okay, 2:40. Oh, 250. 255. 2:58, 3 minutes, hold it there. Good work. Well, it's noisy this side. Building work's going on forever over on this side. I'm on the sort of southeast side now. Constantly building new stuff around here. Not sure what this one is. Okay, so you get 96 reps, you've got about a minute rest to go, and then we're back into another 400 rep. Seconds, loads of time, breathe it in. Sun's coming out now. Beautiful. Okay, we've got 20 seconds and then we're going again for a 400 meter rep. Okay, we are going in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. 400 meters or 90 seconds, whichever comes first. Of the wind. Come on, all the way now. About a minute done. Seventy-five, seventy-eight, eighty-two, eighty-four, eighty-six, eighty-eight, ninety. Okay, 90 seconds rest, halfway. Now then, what have we got here? Judo. Anyone? Any good on judo, on the whole question of sport? Specialist subject? Let's go with the... Let's see what we got here. Let's go with judo. Women's up to 52 kilograms. So quite little for women. Got 45 seconds before we go again. Now, no one's going to get the name of the winner, I would imagine. But let's go the nationality of the winner, which is, interestingly, the same nationality as the winner of the women's up to 48 kilos. So what's the nationality? Answers on a postcard. Right. Let's go again. Back to our 800s. We're going in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. 800 metres or 3 minutes, whichever comes first. Slightly slower pace now. I'm saying that to myself. Went off way too fast in the last one and I didn't believe the GPS. Let's see what we get this time. The sun's bursting through from Canary Wharf. Again, it's downwind start. Good. 90 seconds. Into the wind. T32. 2:38, 2:42, 2:47, come on all the way, 2:52, 2:57, and that's 3 minutes, hold it there, good work, that's a bit more like it, 2:32 I reckon. I'm not having a 2:27. Okay. 90 seconds rest. So now, by the bell. The London 2012 bell. that was inside the stadium for the games. It's the biggest working bell in Europe, I believe. And it is inscribed with "Be afeard." Sorry, "Be not afeard. This isle is full of noises," which is a reference to a speech made by Caliban, the slave, in The Tempest, one of Shakespeare's supposedly finest plays, that was read by Sir Kenneth Branagh. The speech by Caliban was read by Sir Kenneth Branagh in the games, in the opening ceremony to the games. Okay, we're going in about 10 seconds. Five. We're going in 3, 2, 1, go. 400. 90 seconds, whichever comes first. Keep working now. Nine, 75, 78, 82, 87, and hold it there. Well done. Three sets done. Good work. 90 seconds rest, and I'll just finish off my bell story. The artistic thinking behind that speech being powerful is that it was, as I say, the speech was read by Caliban in The Tempest. He was a slave of Pompeo, I think it was. Is it Pompeo? I can't remember his name now. Anyway, on an island somewhere off Italy, a remote island that he described being full of wonder, and that was the theme for the 2012 Olympic ceremony, the Isles of Wonder. And the idea was that Caliban had a more, even though he was a slave, he had a more in tune and appreciative perspective of the island that he lived on than the person who owned it, his boss, who we'll call Pompeo for the sake of argument. Okay. And that's a bit like what it is here in the Isles of Wonder, that we sometimes forget how great our country can be. And 2012 proved that it can indeed be great. Perhaps not so great since, but anyway, right, let's move on. We're going in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. Another 800. Pull that pace back a little. So our last one of these is 800 or 3 minutes, whichever comes first. as hard today. This one. Into the wind now. Through 400. It's 145. All the way, come on. $2.30. $2.37. $2.41. All the way, come on. 2.45. Finish this well. 2.49. 2.54. 57. 59. 3 minutes, hold it there, well done. One more rep to go, 400 meters. That's all we've got. Good. So we've got about a minute's rest from here before we go into our last rep. And I'm going to give myself a little bit of wind advantage. I'm going to walk. And I want to do that because I want to make it easy on myself, of course. But also because I want to get some speed. So I want to get some turnover in the legs, which wind behind can produce. It's often... when we're running, often think wind behind's easy. Well, it is from an effort level perspective, but if you do maintain your effort and therefore you run a little bit faster because you've got the wind behind, your legs still need to turn over at that increased pace, which still gives you a new dimension of neuromuscular load. And when it comes to racing, it's why you also fatigue downwind, even though in theory it's easier on the energy system. Okay, we've got 30 seconds before we go again for our last 400 meters. Okay, we are going in 5. Oh, I've given you way too much rest. Never mind. 3, 2, 1. Okay, you got bonus 30 seconds rest there. So you can go extra hard in this rep now. Keep working hard. 400 or 90 seconds, whichever comes first. 60 seconds. Seventy, seventy-four, seventy-seven, eighty seconds, eighty-three, eighty-seven, ninety seconds. Hold it there. Well done. End of a good session. Well, we worked some speed there. 4.8k of effort. All a little quicker than 5k pace. Quite a lot quicker than some of my dubious reps. Come back to the tennis. I'll give you the answer to the men's singles bronze medalist. There's Juan Martin, or Martin, Del Potro. Yeah, there you go. Grand Slam winner in his day. Right. Let's get into some stretches. Usual stuff. I'm going to start with calves. I'm pushing against the railing. Foot flat to the floor. Back leg is straight. Give a bend. Push myself into this railing. Push my leg backwards away from me. Feel the stretch on the top of my calf. And switch sides. Same on the other side. Good. And we're going to go into quads. I'm going to pick my heel up to my bum, knees are together, hips are forwards, banging in the background. And switch legs. Good. And we're going to go into hamstrings, one foot in front of the other, front leg is straight, bend yourself over the front knee. And switch legs. Good. And into glutes, holding onto the railing. I'm going down into my ankle over my knee, into my standing pigeon squat position. Stretch out the top of your leg. And switch sides. And we're going to go into hips, so like a lunge, take a kneeling position, feet are well apart, push your body weight forward over the top of your toes, so your knees are going over the top of your toes on the standing leg. And switch sides. Good. And we are all done. Great session, good work. Well done, everybody. Keep up the good work, these difficult times. Stay together and get out of the door for a run. I'll speak to you again very soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.